The report from the Colorado Futures Center at CSU says in the short term, the state's budget picture is improved. Inflation and interest rates are low, and stimulus money has been pumped into the state's economy.
We never could have imagined that revenues would have come back as quickly as they did, and we think a lot of that is because we've had this sort of unprecedented level of Federal Reserve intervention in the economy.
That's lead economist Phyllis Resnick. But while things look rosy right now, over the next decade, the state won't bring in enough money to keep up with expenses. Resnick says an aging population that spends less is one cause, but she says the biggest problem is a sales tax that continues to underperform.
We're seeing what I think is going to be an increasing migration of sales away from Main Street and toward the internet, and I don't see anything reversing that. In fact, I see it accelerating. And right now, we're not doing a terrifically good job of capturing those sales in our sales tax base.
Resnick adds that more people are buying services which aren't subject to sales tax, things like haircuts and lawn services. Charles Brown directs the Colorado Futures Center. He says the state will also face pressure on the cost side with expanding Medicaid and paying a greater percentage for K-12 education.
We still have a structural problem when you've got spending growing faster than revenue.
The state legislature commissioned a report on the health of the state budget several years ago. This latest study is the follow-up. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.